Hello, hello, you wonderful people. It is time for episode 43 of the Low Carb Universe Show with myself and my eminent co-host, Bitte.
Hello, Hannah. How are you?
I am fine. Enjoying looking over a blue sky and the sunshine.
Yeah, and I'm looking out over the sea, looking at the horizon right now. It's like, yeah. It's very calming for the soul and very restful.
I'm so happy, peaceful.
Yes, exactly what we need. Still,
yes,
one and a half week after LCU18.
Yeah, it's almost been 2 weeks, but definitely this time took a little bit longer to recuperate from than last.
Yeah, it actually did. I can't say why.
I can't.
But here we are.
Anyway, this is not what we're talking about today either.
No.
Because today we are turning ourselves into Santa's little helpers. And with the help from our keto friends in the keto community, and especially those who have visited us recently, and will visit us in a recent future. Future? Anyway, we're getting their help and we are collecting a little Santa's gift guide in the keto world. I should find some fun jingle to go over that. That's great.
Yeah, you do that. Put that in. Yeah, and we divided them in three different categories.
Yes.
And let's start with books.
I know that, you know, hard Christmas presents aren't always the most fun, maybe when you're small, but I think there's so much great value in the books that are being put out in our beautiful group of people that I think they're worth mentioning anyway. And I think they bring great value. I know that you, for example, Bitte, are not a huge fan of cookbooks, but I think that they can be quite inspirational for some people.
Yeah, but I have a lot of them.
Yeah,
but I saw yes, and you can look at the pictures because many times the pictures are just beautiful. So
that's very true.
Inspirational that way. Should we maybe start with Vanessa Spina?
Yes,
our girl. She was a speaker at LCU18 and also at Keto Ladies in March this year, and she's coming back for Keto Ladies in March next year.
Yes.
And she actually, it was quite new, that book, when she first visited us.
Yeah, she had just finished her book tour in the US when she joined us for the first Keto Ladies. And we got a sneak little preview for the European market,
yes,
so to speak.
And the name of the book is Keto Essentials Cookbook, Ketogenic Girl. And
yes.
What I have seen, people's reactions, they really like it.
I have a copy myself, and it is a fantastic book because it really goes through, it is really the essentials of keto, because it goes through what keto is and how to implement it and what it can help. And then it has beautiful recipes and pictures, so it's a very beautiful book, if nothing else.
it is like this. People love cookbooks, so of course, yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, yeah. And next one on the list, Hannah.
And then we have, of course, our keto cookbook queen, Maria Emmerich, who has no less than 7 cookbooks out at the moment, all about keto. And also, her newest one that is just released, I think yesterday, or if it's released this week or something, Keto Instant Pot, for really fast and easy recipes that you can just prepare in the morning and then go to work and then come back in the evening and it's all done.
Yeah.
So I like that concept.
Yeah. And I think that could be, the machine itself could be one of the top gifts for this year, because it's been so hot throughout all year now.
Yeah, that's true. It's been talked about everywhere almost. So that is a good tip as well.
Yeah, exactly. And then we've got Ivor Cummins.
Yes, our buddy.
And co-writer Jeffrey Gerber, of course. Their book, Eat Rich, Live Long, Mastering the Low Carb and Keto Spectrum for Weight Loss and Longevity.
Yeah. I haven't actually had the chance to look at the book myself, but it seems to be, I'm knowing them both, both authors, it's going to be very fact-filled and definitely not a cookbook.
No, but you have to...
Can Ivor even cook? We have to ask Eilis.
Yes, exactly. He might be a super chef at home, so who knows?
That would be such a cool surprise.
Yeah. And then we have a German book.
Yeah, we have several. Some German books. And this is, of course, it's a very newly launched book. It's where our LCU 18 speaker, Julia Tulipan, was a co-author. And it's called Der Keto Kompass. And it is a very thorough book. I also know all of those co-writers. It's four of them. And knowing them, it's going to be beautiful pictures. It's going to be very fact-based and science-based information in it. So that is definitely one to get if you know someone maybe that rather speaks and reads in German, or maybe you are German listening to this, it's a great idea because I think it's a fantastic book.
Yeah. My German is a bit rusty, so I haven't read it yet.
Well, it was also just launched, I think, on Monday, so it's a very new one. We haven't quite had the time or the opportunity to. And then, actually, we have, speaking of the German section, and one of our speakers for Keto Ladies 19 is Romina Skalko, who has a fantastic view on body image and how that, whether that makes you happy or not, like what your body composition has to do with happiness. So she has a book out in German called Schlank gleich glücklich, which basically is being thin is equals happiness. And I think that is a very interesting topic, and the book is beautiful and colorful and just as happy as she is herself. And if you want to learn more about her, you should join us for Keto Ladies.
Yeah, exactly. And next book on the list I've actually read because it's originally in Swedish, and it's written by Ann Fernholm, who was a speaker at LCU 18. And when this came, this book was published in Sweden, it was the bomb that year. Yeah. When it comes to health, because the book is in English, it's called My Sweetheart, The Health Effects of a Century-Long Love Affair. And it's all about how sugar affect us.
Yeah.
And she's a science reporter and she's a doctor in micro something. So, but this book, she really, the target group is like every single person that can read.
No, really.
She explains it very, very pedagogically. Mm-hmm.
Word.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a really good book. And this one you can find in English, My Sweetheart. It's the best book to give someone as an eye-opener.
Yeah, it really is sort of starting to understand the dangers of sugar and how that affects bodies and health and everything. And it's a very good, even if someone isn't even into low carb yet, it is a good, you know, it's very fact-based, and this is the way it is about sugar. And that's why everyone can appreciate it. Then we, of course, have our returning speaker, who she was with us for LCU 17, and she's coming back for Keto Ladies 19, who is, of course, Patricia Daly from Ireland, Swiss, but Ireland. And she has a cookbook out that she co-authored with a friend of hers called The Ketogenic Kitchen, and how you can easily incorporate keto into your everyday life. But her work has a lot to do with cancer, considering she's a two-time survivor of ocular cancer. So, yeah.
She's
crazy.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And she's a super, super, super lady.
She really is.
looking forward to March. And another one that's been participating in both our November events in Mallorca is Daryl Edwards. Animal Moves, How to Move Like an Animal to Get You Leaner, Fitter, Stronger, and Healthier for Life.
And yeah, that's his latest book. He also has others, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. And if you haven't visited any of the events where he's been a part of, you should actually get this book, because I think that could be not as inspirational as Daryl himself, but I think he gets the message out, because this is something that everybody that tries his workshops and listens to him, they just love it.
Yeah, he's such an inspirational guy, and I haven't seen anyone get people moving like he does.
No.
It is
a group of 20 people is standing outside the hotel entrance in the middle of the street, not in the middle of the street, there's quite a broad sidewalk, but doing crawling on the ground and jumping up and down, and it's a sight.
It really is, and I mean, it's great, you know, it gives us attention too, that we're, you know, that for our event and stuff, so thank you, Daryl.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Daryl, moving into the next category is, of course, things, which are so non-books. And together with the Animal Moves book, Daryl has also released something super cool. And this is something I would like to have myself, actually. Yeah. It is the Animal Moves deck. So it's like a deck of playing cards, and you can make a game out of your workout. So you can either, you know, choose to pull a couple of cards and then you make a workout out of that, or you actually play a game with someone else, creating, you know, the sweatiest and funniest workout that you have had in yonks. Yeah. So that is a really cool thing.
I think this is a perfect Christmas gift for a family.
Yes, it really is. Imagine getting the whole family going.
Yeah, because you can see he has pictures of all the moves, what you should do on the cards. And this could be a really fun family activity.
Really? I think that's a good idea. Imagine getting the whole family moving on Christmas morning with, you know, like a couple of bear crawls and rabbit jumps and backwards rabbit jumps and all these things that he has.
I see Christmas trees lying on the floor with all the things on it.
I see chaos.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the next thing that is fantastic, right, Bitte?
Yes, the others, is it like what did you say? It's not
non-book,
nothing you can take. Non-book, non-thingies. Maybe you would like to support someone's initiative for Christmas gift to someone you love.
Yeah.
And Dr. Eric Westman is right now crowdfunding for his heel care initiative.
Yes.
So
heel clinics are growing up and they need your help. So for a relatively relatively low amount of money, you can actually become part owner in the heel care clinics, which are, of course, set to change the world for diabetes patients and obesity patients all around, well, for now, America, but let's see where it ends up. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, so exactly.
I think this is really the gift for someone who has it all.
Yes, exactly, because it doesn't take up place or space in your home.
Or for the minimalist.
No, exactly. And then we have another good thing that demands some sort of effort from the receiver. Yeah. Luis Villaseñor, speaker LCU 18, he has the Keto Gains boot camp where you get dietary advice, you get training advice, and you get plans, personalized plans of how to get fit and healthy and strong.
And if you manage to build muscles like Louise has, it's not a bad thing.
No, and when you see the before and after pictures in their group, this is working.
That is incredible.
And just look at Luis himself, because he's been doing this for like 17 years now.
Exactly. So I think it's a fantastic spokesperson for his own method, because he really lives it and breathes it and eats it.
Yes, he eats it, really. Yeah. And then another non-thingy gift.
Yeah. So when we started planning for LCU 18 and we got our speakers together and we were super happy that the aforementioned Anne Fernholm was going to join us, we also decided to donate part of, or for every paying ticket, we donated a bit of money to her or something that she co-founded, which is the Dietary Science Foundation.
Yeah.
They support independent research into how what we can do with nutrition when it comes to different illnesses. So they've just partially financed a study on type 1 diabetes, for example, which I'm very happy about. And they have something for type 2 in the pipeline, and they have something for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in the pipeline, all of this stuff. So it's a very good cause to support. And this is really important that we get good quality, actually excellent quality, independent research out there that isn't financed by, 300 medical companies, but actually people who want to know the truth. So yeah, if you're a truth seeker, this is the gift for you.
Yeah, exactly. And a Diet Doctor membership. That is
actually very cool.
Yeah, because there you get meal plans, you get recipes, you get interviews and videos and the latest. What can you say? You'll find it all, I think.
Yeah, you have so much information in there, much valuable information that you may not find anywhere else, actually, because the interviews, they have so many interviews from people who have changed their lives and revolutionized their health and doing it with relatively simple means, which is, of course, the Diet Doctor slogan, making low carb simple.
Yeah.
And I think a membership there is a really cool, not only for a beginning low carber, but even for a quite long-timer, old-timer keto-er, because there's still, it's updated the whole time with new recipes, and the recipes are always free, but new meal plans and new information, new movies, new talks, all of this stuff. So,
And I've been a member myself since the start.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a good cause. It's his vision. Is I can sign for that one, and looking when I want to watch a video, see how a possible speaker is or something, if they have something interesting.
It's a good research base.
It's a very good place to find the goodies. But then the best ticket, no, the best Christmas gift of all. For Christmas 2018, dum 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 dum, Hannah.
It's me.
Yes, at least a couple of days with you.
Yes, come to meet us and all the other fantastic speakers and have a unforgettable, transformational, amazing time at Keto Ladies 19, which is from the 7th till the 10th of March. Next year, here in Mallorca, Spain. Yeah.
Beautiful hotel, Esplendido.
It is beautiful. And if you would have been there, or if you would have somehow experienced the passion and the stories and the sort of the group feeling that we had at Keto Ladies 18, it is really a no-brainer to join us again, because it is truly magic.
It is.
And I get goosebumps because it's completely different from LCU events otherwise.
Yeah.
And we're trying to keep the same spirit going, of course.
Yeah.
And also, this will be a smaller group. So if you want in, it's a great Christmas present. Yeah. And even if you are maybe male and think that, oh, keto ladies, that's not for me. The only thing that you need is an interest in women's health. That is
exactly. And an open mind.
And an open mind.
Yeah. Because
I cringe on the first mention of period pains.
Yeah. No, but I think it is for men working with women, women health. I think this is the place to go, actually, because it gives such an understanding for how
An insight and such a sort of, you can see it as sort of the backstage information.
on buy women. Yourself a backstage pass for
to women's health.
Yeah. And of course, all the very, very skilled speakers that are experts in their areas, and everything they share, it's super awesome.
It really is. Yeah. And, you know, imagine how happy your let's paint a picture. Maybe your slightly depressed younger sister who is interested in keto but can't quite get it and doesn't quite see the benefits of it.
Don't have the motivation.
Yeah. Get yourself and her a ticket to Keto Ladies.
Yes.
And share a room, have a beautiful long weekend together, talking about everything, reminiscing about old times and creating new memories for the future. So I think it works on so many levels. You can replace sister with friend, mother, grandmother, mother-in-law,
whatever.
Anyone.
Anyone. And it's a life changer.
Yeah. No, gotten confirmation on that after the feedback from our latest event.
Yeah.
And my favorite one is someone who described it as transformational rather than transactional.
Yes.
And
yes,
I really...
We've heard that from several, the same... They used the same word, so it's... we've nailed it, I think.
High five.
High five for that. Yeah. So...
We will put all the links, of course, to these wonderful keto-licious things that you can buy your near and dear ones below this podcast.
Yes.
And have a very happy, chilled, and joyful pre-Christmas or pre-festive season, whatever you're celebrating.
Oh, down here in Palma, it's already going on with all the Christmas.
I think it is everywhere.
Yes, it is everywhere.
Oh, I think it's the day after American Thanksgiving that everyone's like, okay, let's go.
Christmas. And I haven't visited IKEA here in Palma yet. I'm going to, and I think I would be overwhelmed with all the...
I was there in the beginning of November.
Yeah.
And it was full. Yes. Full-fledged.
Yes. Okay. But as long as people enjoy it, and many people love Christmas, so... Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's cool. I'm cool with
so,
it.
So, yeah. Yeah, me too. So, from these two Santa's little helpers, we wish you a great day, and until next week...
Be cool.
Bye-bye.
Be kind. Be kind. Santa,
be kind.
Santa
I like
is
that.
May be coming. Yeah. So, okay.
Bye.
Have a nice day. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.